Yudalad Amud Beis. Abaya Omer Afilu Tzemer Rabbi Akiva. Da Ovid Avoda Kula Yoma, Ulapan Yomadu Alei Betovil, Va Ovid Harav Shemesh. The question was, according to Rabbi Akiva, since they have to be mazah on him every day, and he's only a Sufik Tomei, so maybe he's Tahar, and Halacha is that if Mechatos go on a person who's Tahar, so he becomes Tomei. So how could he do the Avoda all day? It says every day he did the Avoda. So Abaya says that no, there could be even remission could be even Rabbi Akiva, and they let him do the Avoda the whole day, and right before Shkia they're Maza on him, and this way he'll be Tahar for Yom Kippur for sure, and he immediately goes to the mikveh. That night he's Tahar, and the next morning he's Tahar in order to do the Avoda. Okay, next. Umakdiris haktoris umakdiris haneiros. And the Kohen Gadol also makes ktoris, and he also makes hatovas haneiros. Al miktoris bereisha v'hadar neiros. L'maisa, what's it called, mashma, from here, that first comes the ktoris in the morning, and then hadlokas haneiros, or hatovas haneiros. V'raminu, misha zocha b'dishu mizbeach hapnimi, u'misha zocha b'minora, u'misha zocha b'ktoris. Right, Maisa says in Tamid that the order of the Avoda was Dishu Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then the Menorah, and then the Ketores. So the Menorah came before the Ketores. And our Mishnah is Mashma, the Ketores came before the Menorah. Om Rav Huna, Man Tana Tamid, Rav Shimon Isha Matzapehu. The Mishnah there in Tamid goes according to Rav Shimon Isha Matzapehu. Right, and therefore he holds Taka a different Seder than what our Mishnah holds here. Our Mishnah in Yuma has one Seder of the Avoda, and the Mishnah in Tomid has a different Seder. And that Seder goes according to Shimon Isha Mitzapeh. Rashi, Kol Mishazacha, Shalosh Mishnayis Heim B'Seder HaTomid, Sturo Zuacharzu, K'Seder Avodaso. Three Mishnayis in Tomid that say the order of the Avoda in the morning on every day. Mishazach the pious bedishin amizbeach hapnimi. Note the first one Mishnah says that the first thing was the first pious was who is going to clean off the inner mizbeach, the mizbeach haktoris. Ukishasim seder maisa hadishin nokat basrei mishazach b'menorah. After that, the Mishnah says who is zoche in the menorah. Note the sateni takes out the what's it called mefarish maisa tovas neiros, right? Taking out the old oil and the old wicks and setting up the menorah. The Choser is shown the Mishazacha Biktores and Mephora Shil Choser, Al-Makaf Sidra. So that's the order of these three Mishnayis. Then the Menorah comes before the Ktores. And our Mishnah says just the opposite. The Ktores comes before the Menorah. Man Tana Tomid Reb Shimon Isha Metzapehu. The Shamina Lebe Brais and the Ayre Behilcha Seder HaTomid. Right? Reb Shimon Isha Metzapehu is the one who is the author of those Mishnayis, and he holds Taka a different Seder than what our Mishnah says. Samar says the ha ibcha shaminle disnan. We find just the opposite. Rashi va ibcha shaminle devar puksayuhu. He argues on the Mishnah in Tamid. He can't be the author of the Mishnah in Tamid because he argues on the Mishnah in Tamid. The shaminle the poligastami the meseches Tamid. We find Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Shimon Hamitzata is cholek on a stam Mishnah over there in Tamid. If he argues on the stam Mishnah, he can't be the stam Mishnah. Right, the Lomi Sukmi Stami the Tamid Kavasa. He can't be the author of Meseches Tamid of all the Mishnayos. Meseches Tamid can't go according to him if you find that he argues on one of them. This now, where do we see that he argues? Bala Lekerem Mizrachis Svonis. The Mishnah says over there that the Kohen, when he makes a what's it called the Chatos, so he goes to the Kerem Mizrachis Svonis, no saying Mizrachot Svona. So he puts the dam on the on an ola, right? He puts the dam on the northeastern what's it called corner of the mizbeach. Maravi's dromis. Then he goes to the southwest corner, the kitty corner. No, see Marava droma. He puts the dam on the southwest corner. The Tani Allah, and on that Mishnah in Tamid, right? We have a brisa, Reb Shimon Isha Matzapeh. Mishnah B'Tamid, Rabbi Shimon HaIsha Matzapa said over this Mishnah regarding the Tamid, Mizrachis Tzvonis, Nosim Mizrachis Tzvoma. that ain't a Hanami. By the northeastern corner, he puts it on the corner of the northeastern corner, in the middle. Marovish Dromish Nosin Marova, the Akrakak Nosin Doromba. When it comes to the southwest corner, he doesn't put one matan in the corner of it, but he puts a little bit on the west, and then a little bit on the south. So it's different. He orders the matanas are done differently. So you see, he argues on the Stam Mishnah of Tamid. So he can't be, the Stam Mishnah in Tamid can't be him. Emor V'Yochanan Mantana Seder Yoma Reb Shimon Isha Mitzapa. Rav Shimon Isha Mitzapa is the Tana of our Mishnahs in Seder Yoma. There's a Seder HaTamid that's brought down over here in Yoma regarding Yom Kippur. What the order of the Tamid was on Yom Kippur, which is Lechara, the same order as it was every day, except for the things that were special for Yom Kippur, that Stam Mishnah goes like Shimon Isha Mitzapa. Disnan. Meseches Tamid, Bolo Kohen Hazorik is Adam Lekerem Mizrach is Tzvona Shom is Beach. No Sin Matana Rishon the Mizrach of Tzvona. Matana Achas Kmin Gam. Because one Matana that is on the corner of the Mizbeach, and it's like a Greek Gam. It's what's it called? It's a 90-degree angle. Yevonish Nikeres LeMizrach LeTzafon, and it covers Mizrach and Tzafon, one matana that goes on both sides on the corner. Umishom Makif Aholech. Then he goes around the Mizbeach. Ubala LeKerem Marovis Dromi. He comes to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. The Nosein Marovis Dromi does the same thing. Puts one matana on the corner, which is like a 90-degree angle, part on the west and part on the south. Sheha Ola Teuna Shtei Matana Shein Arba. An Ola needs two matanas, which are like four, which means that you put them on the corner, the caddy corners of the Mizbeach, southwest and northeast. And that way the dam is on all four corners. It's on the north side, east side, on the northeast, and on the southwest side, south and west side. Later on, the Gemara will discuss why Dafka, the northeast and southwest corners. The Tani Alor Reb Shimon Isha Mitzapa Mishnah B'Tamid the Matan Dam HaTamid Mi Matan to make Kol Shar Olos. Right, and Reb Shimon HaMitzapa said no. Even though the Karban HaTamid was an Ola, the Matan Domim of the Tamid was different than all other Olos. That's taka how you do it by every Ola, but not by the Karban HaTamid. The first matana, which was on the northeast corner of the Mizbeach, was one matana that went on both sides, north and east. Right? But the second matana was not one that was two, it was two separate things. One on the west side, one on the south side of the Keren. Kederach Biyasu Shumakif Ubam in Hamar of the Dorim. He's coming from the west to the south. That's how he goes around the Mizbeach. So he comes to the west of the southwest corner first. He puts the matana on the west part, the west facade of the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. And then he goes around to the south side of it and puts another matana there. Kshagia Lakeren Nosin Shte Matanas from Pisuk. He doesn't make one that's two, but he makes two separate matanas. The time before it's to come out. Gemara later on, we'll discuss why that's the case. Why is the Tamid different? But in any case, Rav Shimon HaMitzapa argues on the Stam Mishnah in Tamid. Stam Mishnah in Tamid says that the Korban HaTamid had the exact same matanas of a regular Ola. And Rav Shimon HaMitzapa says that it was different. So how could he be the Stam Tana of Tamid if you see he argues on the Stam Tana of Tamid? So Mar says, no, Mantana Seder Yoma, Mantana the Seder Tomid the Hacht Meseches, the Mari Seder Yoma Kippurim, the Poliga Mishnayas the Seder Atomid. The one who authored the Mishnayas, that Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, right, made the Mishnayas according to in Seder Yoma, the ones that have to do with the Seder of the Tomid and all the other Avodas on Yom Kippur, that's Rabbi Shimon HaMetzapeh. And he taka argues on a lot of the Stam Mishnayos in the Sefer Tamid. There's machlokas between the order of the Tamid in Seder Yuma and the order of the Tamid in Seder in Masechus Tamid. Verami Seder Yoma, Seder Yoma, Seder Yoma. Now we're going to bring a machlokas not only from. So now we have an Oshayla. That which it says in Tamid that the menorah came before the ketores is one man diomer. And that which it says over here, that the ketores came before the menorah, is from Shimon Isha Mitzapa, who argues on that. No problem. Now the Gemara says, no, we have another problem. There's a stira between a Mishnah in Yoma and a Mishnah in Yoma. This man, Pius Hasheni, later on it says, right, in this Masechta, Chafeyam and Aleph, Pius Hasheni, the second Pius they made, the second the Hagrola, right, the lottery for who, which Kohanim are Zochet to the following Avodas, Mishochet, Mizorek, Mivadashin Mezveach HaPnimi, Mimadashin Es HaMenorah, Umimale Ivarim Lekevesh. Right, the second pious was for who is going to shech the tamid, who's going to be zorik the dam, who's going to take the ashes off the mizbeach apnimi, and who's going to take the ashes off the menorah, and then who's going to bring the avarim lekevish. Pious shlishi chadoshim b'toras. The third pious is for ktoras. That means that when they were medashin the menorah, they hadn't yet brought the ktoras, so the menorah comes before the ktoras. So in our mishnayis itself, there's a contradiction. Our mishnah's mashma that every day the Kohen would first be, what's it called, Makter the Ketores, then be Medashin the Menorah. And later on it says that on Yom Kippur, in our Masechta, that the, what's it called, the third pious of a regular Korban HaTamid was first came the Menorah, then the Ketores. So it's a Stira, Minei Uvei. Now you can't say it's two different Mandi Omrim, it's the same Masechta. Omer Abaye lo kasha. Kan ba'atava shtei neiros, kan ba'atava chamesh neiros. No, they did the hatava in two stages. First, they did two of the candles. We'll see which one second, which two. And then they did the other five. So two candles came before the ketores, and five candles came after. So that which it says the ketores was after the menorah is after the two candles of the menorah. And that which it says that the ketores was before the menorah was before the five candles of the menorah. Rashi, Hapayis Hasheni, the Pirkin Lukavot. Later on, a Chotei of Aleph, Ayre B'Seder Arba Paisu Shoyusham B'Chol Yom. The Gemara speaks about the Paisus that were every day, not on Yom Kippur necessarily, because there's Machlokus whether there were Paisus all together on Yom Kippur, because the Kohen Gadol did everything. We had a Machlokus, we saw the Machlokus before, whether the Kohen Gadol actually did everything, or there were some things left that could have a Paisus for it. But in any case, the Paisus over there are the Paisus of every day. Uktani Basefas Kibbutz Payasheni Hoyumafaisin Shalosh Yisrei Avodos. The second pious encompassed 13 avodos, right? Mi shochet, mi zorik es domo, mi medashin mizbeach hapnimi, mi mala ivori tomid lekevish v'sovran, osan olav, the akrakach mala misham lemizbeach, who would put them first on the kevish, then they would take them from the kevish and put them on the mizbeach, mishum barobam hadashmela, because they wanted a lot of people around to be able to do this avoda, so they first put it on the kevish, and then they waited till people gathered, and they put it then again on the mizbeach. And over there it says the 13 avodas that were decided by the second pious. And then they would disperse. They come back an hour later and they make another pious. They didn't do everything at once. Why don't you just do everything at one time? Then everybody together just make a second pious, then a third pious. Why did they go back and then come back? They wanted to be a lot of movement in the Azorah. It was covered, that it's always busy. So instead of doing everything at once and then everybody going to do what they had to do and it'd be empty, they came back again and made more noise in the Azorah. It was more covered. Chadoshim Kohanim Shalei Kiruk Torah Miyamehem. They only let Kohanim who never were Makdir Torah bring, what's it called, get into the pious. Yiskabtu Kulan Lakan Lagoral Torah. The Ritva says that there weren't any Kohanim around that day that hadn't done the Torah yet, so then they let people in who did the Torah before. But normally, there were plenty of Kohanim who wanted to do the Torah, and there were plenty who didn't do it yet, and therefore they didn't let any Kohen into the Hagrola, into the pious, who had already done Torah once. Avalo Yishonim, not old ones. Omer Lakamon, the Olam Loshon Bo'odam. Nobody ever got the Torah twice. The Vishahaisa Ma'asheris, made you rich. Shenemar Yosimu Ktorah Biapecha, Uksibasrei Borech Hashem Chelo. Nikomakom Shamino Mino Hatovis Neiros, condemns the Torah. Says the Therish, Pais Hasheni was Neiros, and Shlishi was Ktorah. So the Neiros came before the Torah. Kan b'hatovah shtei neros. L'kam b'perek shlishi. Later on in Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Arminan shematzik b'hatovah saneros. Later on, we learn that the hatovah saneros was done in two stages. Two candles were first cleaned out, and then the other five. Meshehetiv chamish posek umamtim achinasa vodacheres b'nasayim v'chozer umetiv shnayim. But just the opposite. First, he would make the five, and then the other two. Upligia b'shov rabbanan ikleman diomra b'ktoris matzik lehu. What came between the five and the two? But Abishol says that what comes between five and the two is the Ketores. They were makter the Ketores between the Hatov of the five Neros and the two Neros. Another Mandiomer says that what's it called... Rabbi Shaul says one, and Rabbanan say the other. That what's it called? That the Zrikas Adam of the and the Shechita and the Zrikas Adam of the Korban Atomi was done between these two stages of the Hatovas Haneros. Well, the Kam in Meforish time of Sukkah. Later on, the Gemara will discuss, first of all, why do we have to make it at two different times? Why not do all seven at once? And secondly, what are we mafsik? We mafsik with the Talmud or we mafsik with the Ketores? The Tana Didon Sphere Le Ketores mafsik lo. And our Tana holds that which came between the five and the two was Ketores. So it's true. The Ketores was before the menorah and it was after the menorah. It was after the two and before the five. Hilka Chodik Tonik Ketores Bereisha Batovah Shtei Neros Komer. Right? That the Ketores came first, that was before the two. But it came after the five. First they were making the five, then they did Ketores, then they did the two. So it's after the five and before the two. Where it says the Meira the Ketores Matziklu comes out that this our Mishnah holds that the Ketores was the thing that they used to separate the Hatov of the five Neiros from the two Neiros. So where it says the Abaya Mesader Marocha Mishmedig Mara, right? Abaya was Mesader the Seder Hamarocha, the Seder of the Avodas Hatovit. In the name of the Gemara, right? Rashi v'abaya l'kamad perik shlishi mesader begirsei deseder marocha avodas kol yom v'yom mishmei the Gemara dover mekuba mikol b'nei ayeshiva shekiblu mirabosei. Mishmei the Gemara means that he said it in the name of what was the consensus of all the talmidei chachamim there. Uvedam atomid matziklu, and Rabbi said that what you separate the two from the five or the five from the two is what's it called is the dam atomid. Zrikas dam atomid, not what's it called, not the Ketores. Where it says Amri Lokasha, Ahi Labashol, as we say in Peter Maktoris. Rabbiya Havimasadar Seda Marakam Shah Abaliba Dabashol. And okay, that went according to Abashol that the Dam Hatomid was the Matzik. But Enochinami, the Rabbanan hold that the Ketores was a Matzik, and our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan, not according to Abashol. Hola Rabbanan. Titania, lo yetiv es haneros v'yachar kach yaktir, el yaktir v'yachar kach yetiv. Right? The Rabbah, what's it called? The Brisa says, you shouldn't be made to the neros first and then make haktoris, but first comes the ktoris, then comes the haktovas haneros. Abishol omer made to v'yachar kach maktir. And Abishol says, no, first you're made to the neros, then you're maktir the ktoris. My tamad Abishol, Dechsi baboker baboker behetivo asaneros. It says twice baboker by hatovas saneros. The hader yaktirena, and then it says yaktirena means the ktoris. So you see, the ktoris comes after hatovas saneros. For Rabbanan, Michael, Amar Rachmana, and according to Rabbanan, who they hold that the what's it called the ktoris comes before hatovas saneros, right? Right. What does they say? The idon. The Hatava te makter ktoris. Right? At the time that you're made to the Neros, that's when you should be makter the ktoris, but not the order. Just that they're at the same, they're basically the same time. The one next to the other. See Rashi. Lo yetiv shivasa. You shouldn't be made of all seven Neros, the acher kach yakter, and then make the ktoris. And the yakter be'emso. That's what Abishol says. You make the ktoris in between the, what's it called, the hatovas chamesh neiros to the hatovas shtei neiros. The acher kach yigmo hatovas shtayim. First you make the hatovas chamesh, then the ktoris, then the shtayim. V'halekel ha-meimer yakter tchilo v'acher kach yaskel ha-heitiv kamri rabbanan. You can't say the Rabbanan say make the Torahs first and then make all the Hatava, because you can't do all seven at the same time. You have to do it in between. You can't be making Torahs till after Zrikas Dam HaTomid. The Eomers Torahs condemns La HaTovah Saneros, and if you say that the Torahs comes before the Neros, Ein Lecha Od Avodah Lafsikov, there's nothing else to do. So it must be that what's it called, that the Torahs is what you use to be Mafsik between the Neros. Abishalom Remeitiv Eskulam Kodom Laktorah. Now, you do all of the Neros before the Haktorah. So what are you Mafsik with? Dam HaTovid. So Abishal holds that you're Mafsik with Dam HaTovid. And the Rabbanan hold your mafsik with the Ktoris. V'afsoka b'dam atomit. Me'erev. No, it's later on. Okay. So, Lamaisa, so now we have the following. Are the Mishnin Tamid, which says that the, what's it called? That the Ktoris, the Neros came before the Ktoris. So that Mishnah, what's it called, we said, goes not like our Mishnahis. Our Mishnahis goes like Rav Shimon HaMetzapeh. And for some reason, we're not going to go into now, not going to go into it all, but for some reason the Gemara didn't want to answer that Mishnah is talking about the two Neros, not the five Neros. In other words, it's before, but after. That didn't want to answer that. In Talmud, it didn't want to say that. So that Mishnah B'chlal is not a Kasha. Our Mishnahis go like Rav Shimon HaMetzapeh. Now we had a problem that later on there's a Mishnah that contradicts it, that says the opposite order. Right? First comes the menorah, then comes the ketores. And our Mishnah says ketores, then menorah. So Gemara answered, no, they're both true. Because you split the five neros from the two neros with the ketores. So it comes after the five and before the two. Then the Gemara says you can't say that. Because our Mishnah is later on, Abaya said, what's it called? Your mafsik in the Avodas ha-menorah, Tovas ha-menorah, not with the Ktoris, but with the, what's it called, with the Dam HaTomid. So the Ktoris isn't the thing that makes it. So the Ktoris is either before or after. So you can't say it's in between, so everything comes out okay. So Mara says, no, that's according to Abishol, that your Matzik, what's it called, with the Dam HaTomid. That's how Baya said. But our Mishnah doesn't go like Abishol. Our Mishnah goes like the Rabbana. And therefore, our Mishnah is no problem. Our Mishnah says that the Ketores came before the menorah. It holds that you're mafsik between the Hatovas HaNeros with the Ketores. So it's true. The Ketores comes after the Hatovas HaMenorah and comes before the Hatovas HaMenorah. Okay, that's what we're holding.